Welcome to another revival message from Apostle John Pierre Becker, Senior Pastor of Revival Christian Church South Africa. If you are in the Pretoria area, come and visit us.
Mark 16, and we're going to pick up in verse 15. Mark 16 from verse 15. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned." Verse 17, Mark 16, verse 17. "And these attesting signs will follow those that believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And even if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands upon the sick and they will recover." The Bible says that ordinary believers can flow in signs, wonders, and miracles. It was the last famous words of Jesus, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." That word "world" there means system. Every single one of us is working in some system. Many of you are working in the medical system, governmental system, educational system. That word "world" means systems. Go into every system of society and preach the gospel. You cannot wait for a mic and a pulpit to preach the gospel. Where you are at, that is your place where you preach the gospel. Where you are at, that is the place that God has placed you in, where you must proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. There can be a lady working next to you. There can be a person working next to you in that system where they're working with you. Ill in body, you, the Bible says, believers, those that believe in my name, they will cast out demons. In my name, they will lay hands upon the sick and they will recover. You don't need an 8-year Bible school theology degree in order to be used by God. The command was, when Jesus released his power upon us as the body of believers, he gave us the authority, the anointing to witness with power. He gave us the authority to demonstrate the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God wherever we go. Where you are at, we must hear miracle testimonies of the power of God breaking out. Not just in a big tent revival, but where you're at, you can be working with a person and suddenly the Lord gives you a word of knowledge. Just like the Lord gives me words of knowledges, he can also give you words of knowledges. When you're in a house flowing in such miracle working power, that same anointing that is on the house and on the leader of that house comes upon every person in that church. The same spirit that is upon the leader comes upon the people. The same spirit that was upon Moses came upon the 70. And when he laid hands upon the 70, they all began to prophesy. Come on, somebody. Timothy moved in a greater dimension of power because he was under Paul. Come on, somebody. Joshua moved in a greater measure of power because he was under Moses. So I want you to know that you can also move in the power of God. Turn to your neighbor and say, "You can also move in the power of God." Turn to your other neighbor and say, "You can also move in the power of God." Can I use the other mic? This one needs antibiotics. Say it one more time. I'm going to be used in the power of God. How many of you are ready to demonstrate the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God? Say with me, "I am a believer, and believers will cast out devils, lay their hands upon the sick, and the sick will be healed." Pray with me. Say with these hands. Some of you are yawning and thinking about the chicken in the oven. Lift your hands and pray. Come on. Say with these hands, "I will lay my hands upon the sick and the sick will be healed. Cancers will dry up. AIDS will be healed by the power of God." Somebody shout if you believe it in this place. Come on. Is there any believers here this morning? I say, is there any believers here this morning? If you're a believer, I charge you by Jesus Christ, go preach the gospel.
Go heal the sick. Go cast out devils. Move in the power of God. You have the anointing. You have the authority of the name of Jesus. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. At the mention of that name, when you speak in that name, that lady working with you battling with blood cancer, you lay hands and you tell that blood cancer, I charge you to leave this lady's body, be healed in the name of Jesus. Come on. God will interrupt your business deals. You'll be still busy with a meeting and suddenly you get a word of knowledge. This is wrong in the person's body. This, and the Holy Ghost interrupt your meeting and you release the word of knowledge. The Lord shows me you've been battling with migraine headaches for 20 years. And they're shocked and amazed. And then you begin to minister the power of God. And you see them healed right in front of you. And that business deal will close off very well. Because they will see your God is alive. They will see your God is not dead. That your God is still performing signs, wonders, and miracles. If we would just allow the Lord to work with us and through us, because many people have the mindset when they go into the secular world, into the system, into the business system, into the medical system, they switch off and now they become part of that system. They live like those people. They talk like those people. It's like when they're in church, they have another button that switch on. So they come Sunday, it's Christian button, it's on. When they leave the church, Christian button is off. Now I only go do business. In your system, people must be impacted by the power of God. In your system, people must experience what you experience. Can you shout amen in this place? How many of you are ready to be used of God? Because this Jesus said to all of us, he said, go. You know, the first two letters of the word God is go. G-O. Go. God has always a go to him. Say with me, go. It's always go and evangelize. Go cast out devils. Go move in the power of God. Go demonstrate the presence of the power of God. Say with me, go. If we're not a going church, we will be a dead church. You see, the oil in your car, it functions. It wants to flow through your engine. Come on. It wants to flow through your engine. So the more you drive your car, the more the oil flows. If you leave your car in the garage for 4 or 5 years, how many of you know the oil will become rotten? People that don't go, the oil becomes rotten in their life. Please, guys, help me on this microphone. Asablief. If you don't go, the oil becomes rotten. The oil becomes stale. You can smell a person that is not going and demonstrating the power of God. Because they want to come to church, change my oil, Lord. Fill me up with more oil. What are you doing with the oil? You know, you're wasting the oil. Because you're not going. The wheels of your life is not moving. You have to go, 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 go. As you go. Somebody shout, as you go. Shout, as I go. I will demonstrate the kingdom, the power, get it on, and the glory of God. Say it with me, as I go, I will demonstrate the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God. How many of you are ready to move in miracles? I say, how many of you are ready to move in miracles? How many of you are ready to move in the power of God? Today I prophesy God activates you in the power of God. He activates you to flow in miracles. And when you go into the medical system, you're going to demonstrate the power of God in the medical system. You can be a nurse, and in the medical system, you begin to minister the healing power of God. When the doctors say, this lady's going to die, you say, no, she's going to live. I have received power and authority to lay hands upon this lady, and I curse cancer. I curse infirmity. I curse this bondage. Impact your system.
Turn to your neighbor and say, impact your system. Luke 13 and verse 32. Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow. And the third day I shall be perfected. Woo! Jesus, wherever he went, if you begin to read the Gospels, you see miracles, signs, wonders, healings, deliverance. It was a messy business wherever Jesus went. Wherever he went, people vomited. Devils came out of people. Wherever he went, he spat in people's eyes, made a little mud cake, put it on their eyes, they got healed by the power of God. Come on. Wherever he went, it was miracle, signs and wonders, which means he lives now on the inside of you. And wherever you go, there must be miracles, signs and wonders. These signs will follow believers. I wonder if I'm talking to believers here today. I say, I wonder if I'm talking to believers here today. Wherever you go like Jesus, demonstrating the kingdom with power, miracles, signs and wonders, prophecy, accurate prophetic words. Come on, somebody. Accurate words of knowledges. You become the supernatural wherever you go. You become the miraculous wherever you go. Miracles, listen, must not come to your surprise. But miracles must be the norm in your life. For me to hear hundreds of thousands is being transferred, to have crusades, it doesn't surprise me. For you to come to me and say, Pastor, I've received that business deal, this business deal, must not be a surprise to me. Because miracles becomes the norm when you begin to move on the supernatural power of God. Come on, somebody. You have the way maker, miracle worker on the inside of you. And I prophesy, wherever you go, you're going to demonstrate the power of God. You're going to lay hands upon the sick. You're going to cast out devils. The devil's going to run when you come walking in the room. Sickness dies when you come walking in the room. Woo! I want you to jump upon your feet quickly. I feel the power of God here. Woo! Miracles, signs, and wonders will be the norm. I prophesy the anointing for miracles will rest upon your life. Acts 10 and verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Wherever he went, where he carried the anointing, where he carried the power of God, people received their miracle. People received their breakthroughs. Because he walked in that 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, in the miraculous. For you to walk on water, becomes the norm. And I prophesy, as from this morning, an anointing for miracles will rest upon your life. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. Because I'm going to send you into the systems now. And wherever you go into the systems, the medical system, the educational system, the business system, wherever you go into those systems, there's going to be a demonstration of the power of God. You're going to bring people Sunday after Sunday that who got healed in the workplace. The person who got healed, you had a business meeting with them, and the Lord gave you a word for them. And the Lord healed their physical body. Words of knowledge. I prophesy from the front to the back, the left to the right. Words of knowledge will begin to flow through your life in the name of Jesus the Christ. And in the name of Jesus, you will cast out devils. In the name of Jesus, you will heal the sick. Lift your hands. Father, I release that anointing. The anointing to heal people from cancer.
The anointing that can heal people from incurable diseases. The anointing that opens the blind eyes, opens the deaf ears, heals people from arthritis. Let Jesus be glorified in this church. Let Jesus be glorified in every person under the sound of my voice, that wherever they go, they will bring miracle testimonies on Sundays. People will surrender their hearts to Jesus as they demonstrate the power of God. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. I release that anointing. I activate you in the power of God. I activate you in the supernatural. I activate you to flow in miracles by the power of the Holy Ghost. I activate you to flow in miracles, flow in the supernatural, flow in the power of God. Miracles will pop like popcorn wherever you go. Lift your hands and pray. I want the worship team to come. Lift your hands and pray. Receive that anointing. 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 From the front to the back, the left to the right. Begin to receive that anointing. Begin to receive that anointing. Begin to receive that anointing. It is falling upon people. The anointing will hit your life when you place a demand on the anointing. The anointing will hit your life when you place a demand on the anointing. The power of God will hit your life when you place a demand on the anointing. How many of you want to impact your systems? Lift your hands and pray for that anointing. Open your mouth and pray, because that anointing is falling. That anointing is falling. That anointing is falling. That anointing is falling. The power of God is falling. Riandalama Sunday. He will shake people's hands and they'll get healed from cancer. He'll shake their hands and the power of God will flow through your life. Devils will come out of them. Authority comes upon you today. Lift your hands and pray. Ask Him to fill you. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Just like we saw people healed from incurable diseases this week, you're going to come back next Sunday and bring those people healed from incurable diseases. Go into the hospitals, go into the schools, in your business meetings, begin to pray for people. Even before you start the business meeting, say, I want to pray for you, sir. I want to pray for you, ma'am. And as you begin to pray for that person, the Lord will begin to show you things in their lives. And you will begin to tap into the realms of the prophetic. And you will begin to minister in the prophetic. And they will know your God is real. Because miracles serves as evidence of God's existence. When they see the miracles, they will say, surely your God is a real God. Surely your God is alive. Surely your God is not dead. I want to serve that God. Who is He? Jesus. Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. The same Jesus who walked the dusty roads of Jerusalem still performs signs and wonders and miracles.
For more great content and updates in the Apostle, please go to our social media platforms.